Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special segment entitled The Longevity of Life, Winning God's Favor Over Our Lives. Last week, we talked about training up a child, and before we begin to dive into our lesson, I would like to pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for divine recoveries. We thank you for just being who you are, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to crown our heads from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each gift that you have given, the gifts that you're going to give, and the gift that you gave to us, which was your only begotten Son. Lord, we thank you for this day once more. We're asking you, would you just bless the ministry, would you bless the people who listen to the ministry and those who have turned a deaf ear from you, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are an awesome God, and we know that you reign from heaven above, and we know that you have the wisdom, you have the power, and we know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Now, Lord, we're asking, would you bless this broadcast to be something that you would have it to be? We're asking you, would you crown my head from the top of my head to the soles of my feet with the word of God? Would you decrease me to zero and increase you to great? Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you bless this to be something that is acceptable, something that is pleasing in your sight? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And today I would like to read a scripture to you, and this comes from 1 John 3 and 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. I've read to you 1 John 3 and 1. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And today I am excited and delighted to be able to bring to you something that God gave me, which is also in addition to our segment on It Takes More Than a Village to Raise Our Children. It takes Jesus Christ himself. Before I begin, I would like to show my sympathy and my reverence of God, but my sympathy to those individuals who have lost a child. This week, I have been reading in the news, I've been looking on Facebook, I've been reading the paper about a lot of things that are going on, especially with our young people. When I say young people, anyone under the age of 21. So at this moment, my prayer is that I ask God to continue to shield our young people, because there's a lot of things going on, thus says the Lord, and we need to really pray for our youth. Some things happen intentionally, some things unintentional, but this is a time and season in which we need to ask God to be a fence, and not only a fence, but be that protection around the people and be a protection around our youth. On last week, we studied and had a segment, a little 25-minute segment, about training up a child in the way he or she should go, so when they grow older, they will not depart from it. It doesn't mean that they won't go off on a path that they shouldn't, but they will come back unto what they have been taught. Today, we are going to look at the longevity of life, and I want to be very honest with you. this segment is not teaching us how to live longer. It is teaching us to be obedient unto God so that he may find favor on our lives while we are here. Our days are surely numbered. But if we can extend our lives and walk into the path of righteousness and not err and walk into danger, we will be here with the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life not only extends to this world that we live in today, but eternal life extends to God. And I want to be very clear in the Bible. When I began to dive into the ages of individuals like Noah and individuals who have Abraham, who have lived a long time, I want you to know that eternal life extends from the earth unto heaven. So therefore, I want to be very honest and clear with you. But for today, we are going to speak about the longevity of life as it relates to obedience. If we look in our Bibles from Genesis to Revelations, we hear of the term obedience. You know, we ask that question, was Adam and Eve obedient unto God? And the answer is simply no. We find that in Genesis because they ate of the forbidden fruit. Then we look at the Hebrew boys and we look at the disciples who were called to be fishermen for God. And we find that they were obedient, and we look at their lives and we study their lives and find out that they got into a lot of things, but God brought them out. And I want to go back right quick to Adam and Eve, because just because they ate of that fruit, God still showed favor unto them. So that tells us that because we mess up, it doesn't mean that God's going to turn his back and give us the cold shoulder. So I want you to, as we go over this lesson, think about obedience. We're trying to perfect our walk, and we'll talk about that later. We're trying to perfect our walk, and each day is a day to get it right. If we read the Ten Commandments, and I'm going to let you read that on your own. I'm not going to read it to you. If you read the Ten Commandments, this is an illustration of obedience. One of the commandments is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is a very small word, but it has a strong meaning, and this is part of obedience. To love thy neighbor as thyself. If you look at the different commandments, Jesus gives us orders. He gives us a blueprint of how to live a peaceful and good life. And if we follow those Ten Commandments are basically the whole Bible within itself without the names of people. If you look at the Bible and you divide it up and you really study the Word of God, you'll find that you can categorize an event, you know, in the Bible that will go with each of the commandments. And Deuteronomy sums it up like this. It basically says, obey and you will be blessed. Disobey and you will be cursed. God expects us to obey him at any cost. God is over our lives. He is the give and take of lives. Now, I know that many of you say, well, what happens when someone is killed by someone else? God still is over that, because if it's his will if we live or die. So God is still over our lives no matter what. And he expects us to be obedient. Not only we talk about being in the presence of God, that's worship, but when we're also out in the world and we feel like God is not watching, we still are supposed to be obedient. He expects, that's an expectation from God. So what is biblical obedience? It is to hear the word of God. It's to trust, submit, and surrender to God and obey his word. So we're hearing, we're trusting, we're submitting, and we surrender. Hear means hear the word of God, reading your Bible. And when you are going to church, you hear the word of God. Or if someone is teaching the word of God, we hear it. And after we hear it, we trust God, because that's what God said, and God is a man that he wouldn't lie. We trust God, and then we submit and surrender to God and obey. And obey is actually an action word, because if we obey God, then we are doing everything that is in his will for our lives, and we will find that our lives will be more peaceful. Obedience should not be a high-speed chase. God gave me this. Obedience should not be a high-speed chase. What do I mean? The vision that God showed me when I was making notes and preparing for this a few hours ago was that God should not have to be a policeman and follow behind us to get us to stop, read the word, spend time with him, and surrender unto him. God is going to go look for his sheep who are lost, who may not know him. But God is not going to force himself upon us. He's not going to continue to chase us. We will get tired of running, just like a car. A car may have a flat. If the police throw the spikes out, a car may run into something because they're out of control. But God is not going to continuously force the word. At some point, we're going to have to stop and surrender. And that way, we can be in fellowship and fellowship of Jesus Christ, you know. And so the word of God is not a high-speed chase where we're going out running after people who do not want to know who God is and who do not want to see God's face. Now, we give the word of God, okay, because part of obedience is stopping and listening. But if you have someone so out of control that they're running, then they're going to have to eventually stop because, number one, they're going to get tired. Or if it's in a car, they're going to either hit something, you know, because they're so out of control. And God has a way of stopping us and turning us back around. And here we go again with Paul. God has a way of stopping us and turning us back around. So whether we want to be obedient or not, at some point we're going to have to be obedient to God because he is going to do something in our lives that will make us conform unto him. And when I say make us conform, we will have no other choice. When the car goes on flat, can you drive it still? No, you can't. If you run into something, okay, you're going to mess up something in the car. You may get hurt. Can you still go? No. Okay? So we want to make sure that we're obedient to God and that our lives are under the control of God and not ourselves, because we can really lose control of our lives and something dangerous can happen to us. So obedience. Promises, Exodus 19 and 5, it speaks about obedience and being God's treasure. What does God's treasure mean? It means that when you are treasured by God, and we all are, Jesus builds that fence around us. He builds the fence around each person. That's how we're able to wake up. But there are certain things such as favor. There are certain things that happens within our lives where God gives us what we need according to our needs because we are so faithful and diligent. As I was sitting here telling you about being God's treasures, I go back to the Hebrew boys who were in trouble. And I say in trouble because they were in their fiery furnace. But Jesus went and rescued them. Sometimes we get into situations and Jesus comes and rescues us from that situation. So part of the perks for being obedient is and being God's treasure is that he will come and rescue us from whatever it is. In James 1 and 22, I was reading this particular, these passages, and I was going to just summarize it. But Jesus wanted me to, the word of God, the spirit of God, I need to read it in its entirety. And I wanted to read it to you. And I wanted to kind of touch on what God gave me this morning. I'm going to read James 1, 22 through 25. It says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forget what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." I'm going to give you what God gave me this morning because I actually wrote out that scripture. And James 1 and 22, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." God is saying that it's okay to listen to the word of God, whether it is at your church, whether you are teaching, whether someone is teaching you. But it means nothing if you refuse to do what it says. And if you're just listening to the word and can quote scriptures but not living it, then there it is to no avail. It is in vain. And God gave me this a few days ago, and it is, "Do not preach what you're not willing to live." A lot of people want to hear the word of God, regurgitate the word of God, give it to a lot of people, but they're not willing to live that particular word themselves. And so what God is saying is, do not preach or teach something that you are not willing to live. Verse 23, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror. If we're not listening to the word of God, not doing what the word of God says is like looking at yourself in the mirror. You only see a reflection of yourself. You do not see the big picture, who God is, and what God can do. And verse 24 goes on to say, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. That means that when you hear the word of God, you're given, you're fed the word of God, and you know, after you leave church, someone may say something to you or someone may do something to you, and you're ready to throw down. You're ready to fight. Okay, we just talked about loving thy neighbor as thyself. So why are we acting like we haven't heard the word of God? We don't even know who God is, or we're not God's children. We are supposed to be beacons. We are supposed to be the light of the world. And so what God is saying is that we look at ourselves in the mirror, then we forget. How can you forget who you are? How can you forget who you look like and you live with yourself each day? And God is saying, you live on this earth each day. You study. You hear the word of God. You see what I can do in your life. You know, I've rescued you from this. I've rescued you from that. You know, I've been your comforter, but you have forgotten who I am. And so it's kind of like forgetting who you are in Christ. It's forgetting who your Father is, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And God is saying, if we do not do what thus says the Lord, it is like looking at ourselves in the mirror and forgetting what we look like. Verse 25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and contributes or continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Whoever looks intently into the perfect law is the word of God that gives freedom from worry, gives freedom from temptation, it gives freedom from just disbelief. It removes the shackles and help you to take those spiritual risks when you go speak at certain places that you're not familiar with. It gives you a lot of freedom in God. It gives you freedom in the world to spread the message of God, you know. And if we obey God, if we are in the word of God, we will be blessed in everything that we do. That's why our prayer is that let everything that we touch prosper. And when we say let everything that we touch, everything that God has ordained our hands to touch, we want it to be blessed. Okay? So that's the whole gist of James 1, 22 through 25 that God gave me. So basically, don't just listen to the word of God. You know, we have to not only listen to the word of God, but we have to be about the Lord's business. You know, we have to do what thus says the Lord. The Lord has commanded us to do so many things. And we have to be those individuals who not only train up the children, not only are obedient unto God, but we have to do what thus says the Lord. You know, we have to do everything that the Lord has told us to do. Now, I have also researched a couple of individuals in the Bible because the question that I had and that I've been praying about is how do we receive eternal life? The question in the Bible is, being born again. But the question, and you can't re-enter the womb, right? But the question is, and I meditated on this as I was preparing for this lesson, how do we receive the longevity of life? And I'm going to sum it up how God gave me, but I want to share some information with you. When you are speaking, or when we are speaking about life, God tells us in the Bible that our days are numbered. But if we walk in the will of God, and if we do what thus says the Lord, we will live out all of our days. I want to be very clear with you. The reason why I gave you the example that God showed me with the out-of-control car was because God says sometimes when we get so out of control and out of the will of God and start loving the devil more than he, God's eyes are still on us, but we have disallowed, we have turned from God and not allowed his hand to be in our lives. And sometimes we go on that road to destruction, and we cut ourselves short of life. I know this doesn't make much sense, but our days are numbered. We have to make sure that we remain as close to God as possible. A lot of people, and I said this last week or the week before when we were talking about obedience and children, they went off, they died too young. It wasn't their time. I don't know whose time is what, but I do know that God is revealing that sometimes we get so out of control, and he compared it to the Israelites. I want you to read about the Israelites, how out of control they were, that he allows things to happen. When you read the story of Noah and the ark, read the story of Noah and the people around Noah who were so hard-headed and disobedient and out of control, what happened? And God is saying that that is not the will of God. That is not what our purpose is. Our purpose is to be in the perfect will of God and to be covered. But we have a responsibility too. We want God to bless us. We want God to wake us up every morning. We want God to keep us in our right mind. We want God to allow our limbs to work. But there is something that we have to do, and we have to keep our promise unto God. But sometimes some of us get so out of control, and as I was saying that, the vision is a drunk man or woman. They're out of control. They can't think. And until they become sober, until you meet Jesus Christ, until you get from under the influence of those strongholds, your life is out of control and you're cutting your life short. Our days are numbered, but our days can't be cut short. Just like sometimes when people are in the hospital and we say, man, I don't know if they're going to make it or not, and God turns it around. There are ways in which we can get back on the right track. It's not too late. That's what God is saying. But sometimes, and I want to explain this because God keeps putting this on my mind, it's like a drunk man or woman or someone under the influence of drugs. You are out of control until that high leaves or until you become sober. And then that's when you can think right. But as long as we are under the influence of the devil and his tactics, we are further away from God. God is always watching us. It's not like we're just running and God is not looking at us. We don't allow God to hold our hand. We don't want to have anything to do with God. And so therefore, that's how people go into this process of destruction. And to prove this, I want you to really read the story of Noah. I want you to read it. Noah was saved because he was obedient. His family was saved. But look at all the people around him. I want you to look at that. And think about the Israelites when the wrath of God came upon them. Okay? We see death in that. And that's not the goal. Everyone has a day, okay? But sometimes we can rush it, and that's what God is saying. That's what God revealed to me today, because I didn't think. I said, well, our days are numbered. They are. But we can also, when I say we, everyone on this earth can also cut it short. And God just revealed one more thing. Think about Adam and Eve. We were going to have eternal life at first on earth. But because of their disobedience, then we have to experience what we call death, where our body goes back into the dust. So I want you to read Adam, the story of Adam and Eve, that's in Genesis. I want you to read about Noah, the flood, and I want you to read about the Israelites. That's the proof, okay? God is showing it. That's the proof that we can really cut our lives short, okay? All right. Now, I researched a couple of individuals in the Bible. Adam lived to be 930. You can look in Genesis 5 and 5 for the proof. Seth in the Bible, Genesis 5 and 8. Noah lived to be 950, Genesis 9 and 29. I'm still researching Eve, but she lived to be 940. Methuselah in Genesis 5 and 25, 5 and 27 lived the longest in the Bible. Read Genesis 5 and 27. Now, this was before the flood. Now, after the flood, we saw the decrease in ages. For instance, Abraham lived to be 175 years old, okay? And to us, that's a long time because the average lifespan on Earth is maybe 110, all right? So it's always a blessing to live as long as we possibly can. And I know that seems very, like, strange, but God is good. But I really want you, while I have 4 minutes, and God is showing me this, in order to know that we also have an investment in our lives, I want you to read the story about Noah. I want you to look at Adam and Eve, and I want you to look at the Israelites. We can cut our lives short for being hard-headed and disobedient, okay? Our days are numbered, and that is correct. But we also are responsible for our lives, for living our lives, okay? And God is saying that because of the disobedience, look at the disobedience of the Israelites, what happened? Look at the disobedience of Noah, of the individuals around Noah, and look at Adam and Eve, okay? Look at what happened. That is the proof. And my time is up, and like I said, we're going to extend this ministry pretty soon, probably this week. But I want you to be sure to encourage your family and friends to log into blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, the Fashion Line, Fashion Line, Fashion Line is here, fashionbylove.com is here. Be sure to check it out. Gospel artists, promoters, publicists, authors, writers, anyone who is a positive community influence, please Facebook at Freeda Love, ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. You can email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Pretty soon in March, I'm going to add music to the ministry. That's one of the reasons why we're extending the time to 2 hours. I'm going to add music to the ministry. I will be playing music, gospel music, that is. So if you are interested, please submit your gospel music to EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, be sure to pray for 20 individuals on your list. You can make sure that every person on the list is not your family members. You can put them all on one line and pray for each one of them. Make sure you pray for yourselves as well. In addition to that, we're going to have a ministry on tomorrow. I'll be bringing the message. I don't know what I'm going to be bringing right now, but please tune in and stay with me on Facebook as the Lord gives me a word later on. In addition to that, on Monday, we will have a health segment. I have a fitness trainer who will come on and explain to us about the value of fitness and taking care of our bodies. We will begin more interviews this month and upcoming months as usual. In addition to that, be sure to, as I said, continue to submit your interview requests with Afree to Love. Once again, my email is EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, just make sure you continue to reach your Bible, stand in the Word of God. Someone asks you what that big smile is all about. You tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. One more thing. I'm going to have Nanny on sometime next week, and we're going to talk about hats may hinder our praise. In addition to that, we have Rhema from God, and it's through Nanny, which will reveal why our children, and this is universal, may holler out in class. It is a revelation that will blow your mind. It will come via comedy, Nanny. And I want you guys, Elder Nanny, excuse me, and I want you all to look out for that particular character. A lot of good things are happening. I'm not going to reveal all those things right now. But just look out for it and listen out for it. I have some things posted on Facebook. Thank you all so much for my listeners who are online. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. And I just really appreciate all the listening support. Continue to stay with me here on Blog Talk Radio. I am going to have highlights of the Stellar Awards as I'm preparing and getting ready. Continue to pray for those individuals who have ministries. Continue to pray for your families and yourselves. Continue to pray for our schools. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And one more time, I will say, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Goodbye, everybody.